Hello and welcome to another episode of Niche to Necessity, where we talk about the crypto industry's progression from a niche industry into a necessity, similar to that of internet accountants back in the day. So today we have a special guest. We have Vijay Raven. He is the founder and CEO of BitCrunch, which is an AI tool that allows for on-chain analytics, specifically for NFTs, but also ERC-20 tokens and other information on chain. So welcome, Jay.
Thanks for having me today, Taylor. It's a pleasure talking to you. I mean, I've been following your pod for some time now, and then you have brought a lot of really good guests and then shared a lot of really good alpha in here. Glad to be here and looking forward to the next few minutes of roller coaster conversation.
Sounds great. Yeah, so could you just give us a little bit of a background on your own personal journey into crypto? You know, as in, you know, when did you or how did you get into the crypto space and what led you to create BitCrunch?
Yep. So myself, Vijay Praveen, I originally come from India, but then living in Munich, the city of Oktoberfest, they call for the last 10 and a half, 11 years now. It's been more than a decade. So safe to say that this has become my second home. Living I came here to do my master's degree in the first place. I graduated my electrical engineering back in 2013 2014, and after that I worked for Volkswagen, one of the leading automobiles, and then Siemens. So it's two OGs in the Web2 space in Germany before I founded BitCrunch with my friends and colleagues. And yeah, it's been close to 3 years now since we started. It's definitely a surreal journey. We have raised more than $6 million from prominent VCs in the space, like Coinbase Ventures, Animoca Brands, Polygon, Chainlink, Hashkey Capital, GateLabs, Crypto.com Capital, and the list of amazing cap table goes on and on. We have got the best in the best on the cap table, and we just recently recorded the fastest ever sale on CoinList history. So obviously CoinList is a great name in the journey. So they have launched some amazing projects like Solana, Filecoin, Flow blockchain, and having seen that, to be there and to do the fastest ever sale on the CoinList history was so pleasing. So yeah, what we do is NFT analytics and forensics. I mean, we started with NFT analytics and forensics, but now we are moving beyond NFTs as a space. So think of it like a chain analysis and Dune analytics or Nansen, especially for NFTs to begin with. So yeah, that's what we do.
That's great. That's a much needed tool in the space. I know that people lean on chain analytics tools, and to have something that's driven by AI, that's really awesome. So yeah, speaking on that, like the role of AI in crypto analytics, how does BitCrunch integrate AI for NFT analytics, and what are the benefits of this approach?
Yep. So like the name says, we crunch each and every bits of data behind blockchain. So that's there goes the name and the meaning of the brand. So we started as an analytics firm. We then realized that there are a lot of scams, potential rug pulls, malicious activities happening in the space. So we wanted to safeguard the retail users, safeguard the institutions. As we saw a lot of interest from brands already, right? I mean, look at the space. We have Nike, Adidas, Reddit, Starbucks, and Lacoste, and a lot of other brands stepping into NFTs. But on the other hand, there are a lot of copycats, a lot of fake NFTs getting minted time and again. And then wash trading is one of the prominent issues that people talk about in this space. And then people not knowing the valuations. So these are elements, these are pain points that we wanted to address. And glad that VCs aligned with our principles. That's why you see a lot of good backing. And then the community backing is also vital, right? I mean, for a project, for a crypto project, we need community support. And obviously the fastest sale on CoinList just so shows that. So yeah, that's In a nutshell, I would say we are like the police of NFTs for now, but then we are planning to be police or the military of general blockchain space, where we wanted to scale to the DeFi, where we wanted to see the same on tokens, ERC tokens, Bitcoin tokens, and other ecosystems as well as we scale higher.
That's great. Yeah, it's it definitely community drives a lot of progress in the space. So important to have a strong community behind you. And when people kind of connect with the mission that you set out for, you know, many of us have been, if not the victim of scams, people have attempted to scam you. If you've been in the crypto industry for longer than a minute, you've probably had an attempted scam. And some of us get good at spotting them, but those people get savvier and savvier. And to your point, you know, it can also be easy to fake or at least make it perceived to have higher value for different NFT projects as well, by just, you know, trading between yourself. So that can create an inflated sense of value there as well. So having tools like yours is really important.
Yeah, I mean, for people who are not sure about what is wash trading, I mean, I'm sure this podcast has been received well by predominantly Web3 audience, but then on the other side, people who want to chip in, who want to understand what is Web3 from the Web2 world. For them, wash trading is a phenomenon where people flip tokens back and forth. It doesn't have to be just multiple people. It can be single person who uses multiple wallets to trade back and forth NFTs just to artificially inflate and then lure someone else, right? Let's say if Vijay has multiple wallets, which is similar to what bank accounts are in the real world, and I take one NFT to the other wallet back and forth and then increase its price from $10 to $1,000 in a matter of time. And then all of a sudden, Taylor comes in, looks at whatever prominent NFT marketplace out there and sees my name right on the top, because they do provide analytics. They say, I'm the top trader on that present hour. I'm the top, that is the top NFT that is trading on the present hour. So they cannot do much, because that's what it is. Data is data. And Taylor comes in, thinks that Vijay is a great artist. So you get into it, put your money, and then that's it. I say, thanks, Taylor. That's not an NFT. That's just a joke. Mm-hmm. So Taylor loses money, and then I go home happily, right? So that's unfortunate way of luring people that's happening, because the space is pretty new, right? It's similar to what early days of internet is, right? Because back in days, people were scammed. People were falling prey for malware, for malicious links. But now, even now, yes, people do, but it's relatively a lot lower, right? We have antiviruses. We have a really good OS in the name of Apple OS, iOS, and Mac OS. So we aren't prone to scams like the earlier days, I would say.
And how would you say that your tool goes about combating the issues that you just brought up with regards to wash trading? Like, how do you guys identify those types of activity and help to bring that to the attention of users?
Mm-hmm. So we use AI, artificial intelligence, not just because that's the talk of the town, because of what Sam Altman and ChatGPT is doing with us. We use AI right from inception of BitScrunch, right from day one of BitScrunch, dating back to 2021. So what do we do? I mean, obviously, there are millions and billions of transactions on blockchain as we speak. Even as we speak, there are multiple transactions going on, multiple blockchains. So there are so many blockchains that are prominent, like Ethereum, Polygon, Avalanche, Binance, Solana, and so many chains like Base, Zora, Optimism. And then there are chains that are coming up every now and then, capturing the market. So obviously, to keep track of all the transactions, to manually validate, to check and verify these patterns, it's very hard. So rather, what we do is we train the AI, we figure out certain patterns, we feed the computer, we tell them what it is, what is wash trading, what is potential wash trading, and then the AI gives results back to us. And having people having seen the results of AI, I mean, having seen what ChatGPT and DALL-E is doing with us right now, that's also when people started believing in patterns, in wash trading patterns. So today we have identified 11 patterns of wash trading. So from simple to complex patterns. And that's something that we also take pride in taking support from community as we decentralize things.
Mm-hmm. Cool. And is there like an appeal process? So if like, let's say if someone gets flagged as wash trading, but it's actually legitimate trading, is there an appeal process at all, or where you can help verify that it was legitimate?
Yes. So we also have a small manual process in-house in the team, inside the team, that we also verify. We have some certain cap levels, so we don't go into each and every transactions. Rather, we see larger transactions. We have a cap on volume and market cap. Those are internal flags that we use. But as we decentralize, as we speak, we plan to bring community in. Because today we are a team of what, 10, 20, or 30 people max who say what is wash trading, what is not. But in the future, we want so many Vijays and so many Taylors from this world to say, okay, this is wash trade. I validate. I help validate that this is wash trade. And in the process, we also plan to incentivize those indicators, right? We have all these utilities on chain so that people can see who contributed to what. I mean, they don't see the name. They will obviously see the wallets. So we have staking, which is an obvious utility for token delegation. So anybody can come in and delegate their tokens on a particular node operator that they trust. And we have indicators. So today we are a team who decides internally which chain to go next. Is it Base? Is it Zora? Is it Optimism? That is something that we decide internally. But in the future, we rely on community. We rely on the DAO that says, okay, it's Crunch. Let's go to Optimism next. Let's go to Celestia next. So that is something that we take support from community as we progress. And then on the other hand, we have contributor role from the community that also involves what you just said. So we take help from them in validation of wash trading patterns for larger transactions. We take support in wallet labeling. So for instance, we might have seen some wallets getting labeled as Kraken wallets, Coinbase wallets, and so on, with tools like CoinMarketCap and Gecko. That is something that we rely on, let's say, for NFT space. Let's say this particular wallet holds a Bored Ape. So he's a Bored Ape holder, a BAYC holder, or a Punk holder. So that gives them a OG status the moment they come into any ecosystem. So that's something that we will do. So yeah, it's going to be fun in the coming years. We have done all the hard yards. The product is out, and we are we're live on testnet. So it's been, people have made 420 million queries on testnet. That's already quite a lot. And excited for the mainnet, and would love to see how it goes.
Great. So kind of transitioning into the impact on crypto accounting as a whole, how do you see your technology impacting the field of crypto accounting and valuation specifically?
Well, so the valuation of an asset actually helps accounting softwares, accountants in general, because crypto accounting is still new, right? It's still a old headache that people find it tough based on different jurisdictions, different geographies. They are still banging their heads on the door to figure out what is the exact way to do it, right? In some cases, so for instance, in Denmark, in Netherlands, you can actually take a snapshot of your profile on first of a year, let's say 31st of December or 1st of January, and then that's it. You send it to your accountant. They take a bit of tax, wealth tax or whatever from your portfolio. That's it. But in countries like Germany, it's totally different. In countries like India, for instance, it is definitely different. So that's where crypto accounting, crypto accountants are still beating around the bush. They are still figuring out the way to figure out what's the true value. And that's where guys like you come into picture, like you and your founder. Having seen his work on LinkedIn, I can really vouch for such proficient people in accountancy.
That's great, thank you. So how would you say you perceive the actual evolution of crypto accounting, you know, from a niche to a necessary skill for accountants, you know, as we progress and as adoption grows and things like that?
So obviously, complexity of data is getting bigger and bigger. It's a good headache to have, right? I mean, obviously, we cannot compare the earlier iPhones to the current iPhone. We have, what, 15 or 15 Pro Max right now, which are better than the iPhones back in days, let's say iPhone 6 or 7, which had very little features, right? So obviously, I see crypto as also a space which evolves, right? And similar to the internet days, back in days, people can read from the websites. They have the static pages and then they see it. But now you can post texts, pictures, audios, whatever. So the metadata has grown. So similarly, we have blockchains, EVM based, and then non-EVM, Rust, Solidity, and then so many programmings that are coming up. And then we have Celestia modular blockchains that are coming up. So it is going to be fun. It is going to be get complex. It is going to get complex as we progress. But then at the same time, people will start building their tax applications or figure out the way to account or show the holdings, what they have. Because there are multiple layers in crypto, right? It is not just about holding it or selling it or buying it. You have staking in there. You have daily interests or monthly or weekly interest. And then you delegate tokens, for instance, in some sub-projects. You participate in DAO. You get something that accrues value overnight. You become a millionaire, but then the next day you could potentially lose half of the worth. It's a wild west. It's definitely a wild west. So to and also claiming airdrops is adds another complexity, right? In some jurisdictions, they don't mind if you get it as a gift or an airdrop, but most of the jurisdictions, they care about airdrops. They say it's like a salary, it's like a gift, you have to pay tax. So things are complex. It is going to be even more complex as we add new blockchains, new softwares, new layers into it. And with interoperability, where people can move funds from one chain to another chain or move NFTs from one chain to another chain, that is where it is going to be fun for data organizations like BitScrunch. Because for us, if we see an NFT today on Ethereum and tomorrow it goes to Polygon, obviously the whole nature of it changes, right? Because the gas fees is different, the ecosystem is different, the value itself is different. Because sometimes you pay for an NFT on native tokens, let's say you pay in ETH, you pay in marketplace tokens, let's say Rari token or Lux token or Blur token. And if you switch ecosystems, you all of a sudden you have to include Solana from the next day. If you pay with Solana, what does that mean? Because it's a different token, it's a different complexity. It is definitely going to be fun, and that's where evolution also needs to happen as we understand the complexity of crypto.
Mm-hmm. Great, yeah, and so, you know, coming back to your product and kind of what you guys have on the roadmap, what future developments can we expect or projects from BitScrunch in the future?
Anything around data. And so we plan to support A to Z when it comes to data. I mean, look at all the top 10 companies in the world right now in the Web2 world. Look at Google, Facebook, Microsoft, just toppled Apple, like Apple, Meta, Twitter, Tesla. Everybody relies heavily on data. I mean, look at Tesla. Tesla is a computer on wheels, right? It has a lot of data. It's in a way, it's called the computer on the wheels. And that's the beauty of data. Data is actually the current oil of the world. And then blockchain, which is touted to be the next data, and then combining that with data, obviously blockchain plus data plus AI, that is going to be far more powerful than any other industry in the coming decade. And we are glad we at the forefront, trying to capture the leads, trying to capture the market. Only time will tell where BitScringe will end up. But definitely one thing that I can say is we have started well. We have started really well. We have done all the hard yards well. We have raised capital, 6 million from VCs, 4 million from the public community. So we have already are into the double digit millions when it comes to raising funds. And the product is out. People are using testnet flawlessly. We are able to handle the load. So yeah, accounting is a sort of a byproduct that we can generate, or we can help with the amount of data that we have. So we see marketplaces use our data, blockchains use our data, lending protocols. People need to know the value of an NFT that they give loan for. So they need to understand the valuation. And you as an individual, let's say Taylor, who wants to know the portfolio's worth, you want to set alerts on, let's say, if your portfolio drops below 10%, are you going to sell? Do you smash a notification icon there? Or if your notification hits 30% above, are you going to sell it out, or are you going to holding it? So we are also catering to the needs of a retail user like you and me, and obviously for accounting applications, for whatnot. So we plan to scale to the A to Z of the blockchain data space. So data in general is wide, and we would want to capture all of those as we progress.
Very cool. Well, it's really great to hear about your product and all the work you're doing in this space. I think specifically on the valuation front, that's a major challenge for accounting professionals in this space. So I'm glad that you guys are helping to address that. And then also kind of helping to limit the kind of fraudulent or fake trading that's going on, or at least expose it. So really a great pleasure speaking with you today, Vijay. And I really appreciate your time and appreciate what you're doing for the space. So thanks again for joining us.
Yep, thanks again. It was a wonderful conversation, like I said at the beginning, and I'm really looking forward to the outcome of this. Glad to share it to my community, and yeah, best wishes for the future. Thanks.